Welcome back, everybody. This is Gameplay, and my next guest came out a couple weeks ago and said the Dallas Mavericks would beat the Phoenix Suns. And it was funny. Before he came and said it, I was looking at the Suns going, easy money betting on them just to win the series, and I didn't. Because of the senior content creator with NBC Sports Edge Bet, Corey Parson, who came on, said loud and proud, Dallas would win, and they did. Corey, thank you. You saved me money.
Well, thank you, and glad to be back, and I'm definitely glad I helped keep a couple dollars in your pockets. You know, listen, that was a tough series, especially Phoenix getting out for that 2-0 start. But I tell you what, when that Dallas Mavericks team turned that defense on and them three start falling, I think the series went exactly the way I thought it would. I did not see Game 7 being a 70-point blowout. But
yeah.
Listen, they're playing good basketball. That was I think we're pretty good for the rest of the playoffs after that one right there.
The incredible thing is that the NBA is usually fairly predictable in the playoffs. And I think that's why everyone took Phoenix, or most people took Phoenix, because the incredible regular season, because of all the talent there, because people wondered, would Dallas have another guy that could get things done? But I guess it comes down to Dallas, after starting out 16-18, was 36-12 the rest of the way. And I guess my question is, do you think they can continue doing this against Golden State?
Yeah, I think so. I think this is setting up very well for the Dallas Mavericks this season. And really, that stat that you mentioned about the early season and how it started, and it kind of plays in directly into why I think the Dallas Mavericks are not only going to win this series, they're going to win this series fairly quickly. I mean, look at the Golden State Warriors. They came out the gate on New Year's Day, I believe Golden State was something like 28-7.
Yeah.
Since then, Golden State was 26-22. Dallas, as you already mentioned, 36-12 in that time. So what I've noticed about Golden State is plays better when they're healthy and they're rested. Take a situation where they struggled through after New Year, second half of the season, they played barely .500. But they rest their guys and got them ready for the playoffs. That's why you saw they were so successful against the Denver Nuggets. Now, when you look at the series against the Memphis Grizzlies, right, they played well in game one on long rest. They played well in game three on long rest. When the series goes to a night-to-night or every other night format, that's when Golden State struggles. If Ja Morant, Dylan Brooks play in that series, Memphis Grizzlies beat them. I think Golden State will win game one because of the fact that they'll be well-rested. And I think the Mavericks will win games 2, 3, 4, and 5 and win the series in 5 games. So I'm looking for Mavericks in 5 on this one right here. I've seen it at about 15-1 in some spots. So I just look at these guys have logged a lot of minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This Golden State Warrior team. And now it's starting to show. You know, Klay Thompson, outside of his 3-point shot, he was an elite defender. Everybody on the court runs right past Klay Thompson now.
And then Draymond Green isn't a great shooter. The funny thing is Steph Curry's got great numbers, but he hasn't seemed to be as impressive. I don't trust Andrew Wiggins. I got to tell you, I think I'm starting to come around on Dallas coming out of the West.
Yeah, no. Listen, I put a future in. I caught it. When the playoffs started, the Mavericks were something like 20-1, 15-16-1 to win the West. When the second round began, they had moved to 9-1. And I was like, that was too big of a jump. I think if some people out there, they kind of see what I see. They still have the longest odds right now to win the championship of the 4 teams that's left. But I have only a couple of months, maybe about a month or so ago, the Dallas Mavericks and the Boston Celtics are the 2 best defensive teams in the NBA. And I thought that we could be on a collision course to a Dallas and Boston finals. And I think right now, I think we got a good shot at seeing that. So I bet into that early in the playoffs, bet into it recently. What I like about, why the things that the Golden State does have is that championship experience. You know, yep. Steve Kerr on the sideline. They do have that, but I don't know if this is that same team. So I think the Dallas Mavericks have a very good shot. I think Dallas has already knocked off the team that probably was the best team in the league this year. On the other side, if Chris Middleton plays, that mid-range game helps the Bucks get past Boston. But right into Boston, took advantage of that. And I think that, you know, now they get a chance to go into this series, see how that one plays out. But the Dallas Mavericks to come out the West is the correct bet, I think. Luka Doncic, Jason Kidd, fabulous job. And then getting Dinwiddie at the deadline really helped push them as well. And another thing that Dallas did was getting Porzingis off that team because he's a stiff.
Yeah, it was. You're right. It was addition through subtraction at the time. You know, there was one point where we all were in love with Porzingis. That ended quickly. And for Dallas, as you mentioned, they got shot creators and Spencer Dinwiddie and Jalen Brunson. But let's get to Luka Doncic. He outscores Devin Booker, out-rebounds DeAndre Ayton, more assists than Chris Paul, and more steals than Mikal Bridges. It feels to me we are on the cusp of where when we wonder who's the best player in the league, if Luka's any lower than two, you might be incorrect.
I would agree with you 100% on that. I think we're going to see triple-doubles. I think the way he comes up the court, he dictates the offense for the Dallas Mavericks. Everything runs through him. And his array of shots that he can hit are very difficult to defend. I'm not sure Golden State – I would like to see how Golden State is going to match up with him, try to guard him and defend him. They beat Golden State Dallas beat Golden State three times during the regular season. I believe one of the games, Luka Doncic had like a 41-point triple-double. So he's going to be very difficult for them to deal with. I would go ahead and bet Luka Doncic to be the finals MVP right now. And he's starting to come into that territory where only guys like a Giannis and Kevin Durant could possibly be better basketball players. But people don't remember, when this NBA season started, Luka Doncic was the MVP favorite.
He was. And then he showed up out of shape to start the year.
He was terribly overweight to start the season. Kind of like Shaq, where he had to play himself into shape. And that's when Dallas started playing better. Hopefully going into this offseason, they tell Luka not to blow up over the summer.
But you know what? That Shaq reference is a perfect one, where Shaq would ease into the season and then kick ass in the playoffs. It's kind of been the same way with Luka. I want to move over to the other series, and we're joined by Corey Parsons, senior content creator with NBA Sport Edge Bet. You can follow him on Twitter at TheFantasyExec. And Corey, I've noticed, like everywhere I've read, you know, from mainstream to a lot of bloggers and everyone between, everyone is taking Boston. Most are taking Boston in six. And part of me goes, oh, everyone's taking Boston. Maybe I should take Miami. I'm curious where you're leaning.
Yeah, this is an interesting series right here. I'm looking forward to game one. I think Miami does take game one. Here's the thing with Boston that's been kind of troubling me, right? They're playing excellent basketball. But I wonder how many – this guy, Ime, first-year head coach, how many championship-winning head coaches is he going to knock off? Is he going to knock off Budenholzer, then come back and knock off Spoelstra in his first year as a head coach? See, that's what kind of thinks to me, well, Boston could be in trouble. But then I look at the Miami Heat, and I'm like, you know, this Miami Heat team is really very similar to the Miami Heat team that got swept out of the first round of the playoffs last year. Now you could say, well, they were in the bubble till late, and you saw obviously the Lakers in the Heat after that bubble year. Both of those teams came back not playing the best. Now, they had Goran Dragic that year when they were in the bubble. Last year, Dragic wasn't the same player, so they brought in Kyle Lowry. And I thought that Kyle Lowry really made them a contender in the East. The problem is Kyle Lowry's not playing. When these two teams met, I think it was early March, Boston was a 5-point favorite at home. Miami won by 8. Kyle Lowry had 25 in that game. Without Kyle Lowry, a healthy Kyle Lowry, I don't think Miami can beat Boston. But if you get a healthy Kyle Lowry, listen, you guys know a lot about Kyle Lowry up there. You know, he's been through his fair shares of ups and downs in the playoffs. But ultimately, you're talking about a player that I would say is the greatest player in the history of the Toronto Raptors. You saw how important he was winning that championship in 2019. If you can get a healthy Kyle Lowry, Boston is going to struggle to beat Miami. But the way Kyle Lowry is shaky with his hamstring, definitely I've heard he's going to miss game one. If he misses more time in this series, I can see Boston winning a short series as well.
Yeah, I think Miami can get by in game one just because they're rested. Boston's going to be a little bit beat up. That was a war of a series against Milwaukee. But if Lowry misses more than one game, or he comes back and is not near 100%, I don't trust, I just don't trust Gabe Vincent and extended minutes for Victor Oladipo. That can work against Atlanta. I don't know if that can work against Boston.
Yeah, exactly, 100%. Boston is too good for that. I think you'll see a quiet series from guys like Oladipo and stuff like that. Boston is going to defend that three-point line. They're going to run them off it. That's what Miami likes to live, just like Dallas on that three-point line. But they don't have that dominant takeover player. Jimmy Butler is great, but Jimmy Butler is not Luka Doncic. I think it's going to be – listen, these are going to be close games, a low-scoring series. I would bet the under. I mean,
hell
anything
yeah.
under – anything under any – I mean, unless they lower it to 198, I would bet the under every night.
Oh, yeah. I 100% agree. By the way, it's 204. Bet that under of minus 110. The total's gone under in 5 of Boston's last 7 and 9 of last 11 for the Miami Heat.
Both teams will not score 100 points tonight. Both teams, I could see both teams scoring under 100 points, but definitely one of these teams tonight will not score 100 points.
It's going to be a rock fight. Hey, Corey, really appreciate. We'll check in with you soon. Follow the man on Twitter at the Fantasy Exec. And Corey, where listeners, they want to find you any of your content. Where do they go?
You head on over to NBC Sports Edge on our betting vertical over at NBC Sports Edge. Everybody knows RotoWorld is a great fantasy site. We're now into sports betting, so doing a good job putting the content out there. Got good stuff right now on the NBA playoffs. Obviously, tomorrow we'll be talking NBA draft with the lottery being tonight. And the football season is right around the corner, and I've already put up some interesting takes on who I think could be the 2022-2023 season MVP, so you want to go check those out.
Done and done. Absolutely. Corey, you nailed it with Phoenix Dallas, and we'll see what happens this round. All the best, my friend. Take care.
All right. Take care. Thanks a lot, guys.
Absolutely. That is Corey Parson from NBC Sport Edge Bet.